There were huge crowds gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday as justices heard oral arguments on same-sex marriage.
And we pray that the justices would honor, oh God, natural marriage, that the judges would not force their will on the American people, oh God. We especially pray for Justice Kennedy, that you would speak clearly and directly to him.
Outside on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, that's the Reverend Patrick Mahoney, hoping for one outcome in this case. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, watched inside as the nine justices asked their questions and disclosed their possible predispositions in a session that will go down in history, however this case is decided. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So what were your impressions as you watched the questioning and, you know, everyone's focused on Kennedy? That's what Mahoney says. Some others were also saying that. What were your impressions?
A divided court, a very divided court on both of the questions that were presented. One is the marriage question. Does the 14th Amendment, equal protection in the Constitution, equal protection under the law, guarantee a right to gay marriage in every state, not just the states that have legalized it through their legislatures or their court opinions? And then the second question, if you live in a state that doesn't have gay marriage, let's say Kentucky or Tennessee or Ohio, does that state have to honor a legal marriage from a state like New York or Hawaii or Washington State that does have gay marriage? And a clearly divided court on question one, you know, a lot of justices, including Anthony Kennedy, who might be the deciding swing vote here, had key questions about the institution of marriage. Look, the institution of marriage is thousands of years old through thousands of societies. Why should we change it now? Listen to the Chief Justice, John Roberts.
Well, you say join in the institution. The argument on the other side is that they're seeking to redefine the institution. Every definition that I looked up prior to about a dozen years ago defined marriage as unity between a man and a woman as husband and wife. Obviously, if you succeed, that core definition will no longer be operable.
Who defines marriage? He's saying that community standards define it, dictionaries define it, and when those change, maybe there's a change in the law, but he's not ready yet.
Who decides is part of the question there. And Justice Kennedy had some key skepticism here, John. One of the things that he said to lawyers is, we're telling thousands of years of tradition. We're telling people that after all this time, the Supreme Court, well, we know better. We know better. We can decide this issue in 2015 in a different way than has been decided for thousands of years. That got a lot of people's attention because it suggested that Anthony Kennedy might not be ready for the court to dictate marriage policy in this way. However, Kennedy came back with something really, really interesting. I'm going to play you a piece of tape here because one of the key arguments from the states in this issue really had nothing to do with any kind of animus. They steered way clear of making an argument that homosexuality had a moral dimension or that there was moral turpitude or that states could defend morality. No, they said this is about that the state interest in marriage, John, is about forming bonds between parents and children, and that if you redefine marriage with same-sex marriage, you weaken the state's interest in the biological bond between parents hanging around and taking care of their kids. Now, listen to what Kennedy said about that notion.
And under your view, it would be very difficult for same-sex couples to adopt some of these children. I think the argument cuts quite against you.
But when I'm talking,
and it goes back to the basic point where you began, where you had some premise that only opposite-sex couples can have a bonding with the child. That was very interesting, no. But it's just a wrong premise.
Whoa, interesting.
Just a wrong premise.
Yeah.
Anthony Kennedy basically shooting down the notion that same-sex couples can't bond with their children. If that notion falls completely in Kennedy's mind, then you might be looking at a decision that rules that there's no legitimate state interest, John, in maintaining only opposite-sex marriage.
Any surprises from the other side, the so-called liberal side of the court here?
I wouldn't say there were a whole lot of surprises. There were a lot of interesting parries, certainly from Justice Breyer, a lot of retorts to Justice Scalia from people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Elena Kagan, for sure. And some of that was quite entertaining. There were a couple of laugh lines and some of these old friends going at each other. One interesting exchange came from Justice Sonia Sotomayor, however, on the state's notion that it's not up to the court to interfere with the democratic process here. The lawyers for the states that want to maintain their ability to define marriage as opposite sex marriage, basically saying, look, this is for the voters to decide. And if the court steps in here, you're actually taking some liberty away from voters who want to keep marriage the way it is. Listen to Sotomayor.
This case isn't about how to define marriage. It's about who gets to decide that question. Is it the people acting through the democratic process, or is it the federal courts? And we're asking you to affirm every individual's fundamental liberty interest in deciding the meaning of marriage. And I think this whole case really turns on the questions that Justice Alito
asked. Nobody's taking that away from anybody. Every single individual in this society chooses, if they can, their sexual orientation or who to marry or not marry. I suspect even with us giving gays rights to marry, that there are some gay people who will choose not to, just as there are some heterosexual couples who choose not to marry. So we're not taking anybody's liberty away.
That's curious there, because is she saying that if the court rules against marriage, it wouldn't take anybody's liberty away?
She's saying that if the court redefines marriage or allows same-sex marriage, it doesn't take away anybody's liberty, even if they're against same-sex marriage. But John, back to Anthony Kennedy, because that's probably what most people are worrying about. There were some interesting things about his arguments. You know, on question one, on whether the 14th Amendment protects gay marriage in all of the states, Justice Kennedy seemed skeptical and said, you're saying that we know better. However, he also noted that about the same amount of time has passed since the court overturned separate but equal doctrine in the 50s and when it then overturned interracial marriage bans in the South in the late 60s. So the millennia of marriage tradition that he referred to, he said, you know, the same amount of time passed on the racial issue too, and we struck that down. That might give you an indication of where he's headed.
The court perhaps grasping for a narrower decision in this particular case, but albeit certainly a divided decision in any case. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
Exciting to be there. Todd Zwillick was in the courtroom yesterday at the U.S. Supreme Court. Takeaway Washington correspondent.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.